The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 118. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
What's up, people? How's it doing?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Brett Murdoch.
Snowsberry.
Adam Vale.
The Division.
And Mr. Brian Manjoma.
Hey, people.
You know? Damn, Brian, I saved you for last for a reason. Remember what we talked about last night? Oh, well, I guess the...
Don't believe the high people.
Yeah. Oh, well. Damn, Brian, I set him up perfectly. No, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Let me do that again. According to Vice News, there's too many niggas in Far Cry 5. I shoot you not. That's literally one of their complaints.
Hold on. Is this verbatim?
No. The title is there's too many black people in Far Cry 5. That's the actual fucking headline.
Wait, from Vice?
Yes. Yeah. We're going to get sidetracked. But yeah, people, just go Google it. Check it out yourselves. We're not making this up. They're complaining that there are too many black people in Far Cry 5. I cannot
For
make
all
this
the reasons
up.
That we're expecting?
Yes.
Yeah.
God. How dare it? Because we all know... That the conservative black man is a myth, they don't exist.
Yeah. Well, again, let's not get into it, man. We'll talk about it afterwards, though. All right. So, a couple of things here. Again, by the way, it feels like for some reason last week's episode feels like it happened longer ago than it actually did. But yeah, it's just been a week. So I got to give some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to the RGT podcast and the Co-op podcast. I was on both of theirs last week, Tom, I Got a War. And you can see both those episodes in our playlist called Throwdown Crossover. And I also want to give a shout out to our boy, Cicero Holmes from Spawn on Me, who just randomly showed up. That was a lot of fun, man. By the way, I noticed something. Carlos, ever since you joined the podcast, we've been doing way more betting.
I have a problem.
Yeah.
You have a gambling problem. You have like a patchy
Mexicans.
Slot in the corner of your room.
That shit is. I was like, yo, we've been doing way more bets ever since. I don't think we did any bets really before you showed up.
Yo, man.
But we all have our own purposes to the show.
Exactly, man. I fucking love it. All right.
Cool mama tata.
Yeah. Yo, where the head's at right now, man? That was me. Where the head's at? Actually, I know what's going on tonight. God of War. Motherfuckers are playing this game. They're not watching the podcast.
Yo, man, you can listen to us while you're playing your game.
Now we got to listen to Kratos, man.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah. Boy. By the way, Dip Dop Doopity says, Carlos, stop the betting. Nah, man, I like the betting. Keep it going, man. You know? By the way, I'm going to just... fill out some time here. Manny, you had a very interesting something happen to you on Twitter regarding God of War. So take us through this.
You know, I work long hours, and sometimes to kind of cool down after a long day of working, I do a little fun sketch. So earlier in the week, I just, you know, after I finished my work, it was like 5 a.m. in the morning. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to draw Kratos. And I did that and I posted it up and, you know, tweeted it at the, you know, Corey Barlog and Santa Monica Studios. And then, I got a reply from Corey who was like, I love this. And then I got another, a tweet back from Santa Monica Studios like, hey, you should enter this into our contest. Send it here. So I'm like, all right. I didn't know you were doing a contest. So sure, I'll put it in there. Why not? So like the prize for the contest, I haven't won it or anything yet, but the prize for the contest is like you get this coin. So here's a fun thing for you guys. If I win, I'm not really interested in that kind of collectible, but I'm maybe somebody out there might. If I win that contest, I will give away that prize to anybody on to, you know, to we'll do a fun little contest of our own, and I'll give it to away to somebody on our show if I win this thing. But yeah. I don't know if I will. Yeah.
I like that. We give it to the fans, you know.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I don't mind, you know, like sometimes, you know, you see the prizes for things, you're just like, "Eh, it's cool. It's cool, but it's not something I'd be interested in." But I definitely think that somebody might have some interest in it, and you know. So, yeah. So, if I do win this thing, if it does come through, then I'll give it away to somebody, a fan on the show.
Yeah, the real prize man he wants is a job. Give me that money.
No, I ain't gonna give me no job up on no Twitter retweet.
Hey, you never know. You'd be surprised. I'm not gonna name names, but there are people in the comic book industry that literally got a job off of Twitter, and they're not even talented like you are.
Chris knows what's up. Oh, yeah. It was just a fun little thing I did on my spare time. I wasn't really planning to enter any contest, but since the Santa Monica Studio Twitter said, "Hey, yeah, you should send it to us," I'm like, "All right, sure, we'll see what happens." You know?
Exactly. By the way, Dip Dop, this is not throwing your questions, brother. Although I do appreciate the question. Save that for Sunday, because that is a good question. I like that. I'm not going to
actually if Dip Dop Doopity just. Jump into the last episode of Throw Down Your Questions. Take cut and paste that into there.
Yes, because I like the question. I'm not going to read that because, you know, if I ask this question, we're going to start answering it. We're not going to do that now, but that's a good question. Please throw that into the last week's episode. All right. Without further ado, let's get into it. Some interesting stuff happened this week. So we're going to jump to the main one here. So it turns out this is all just speculation at this moment. So please take it with a grain of salt, maybe two grains of salt. But apparently, Call of Duty Black Ops 4 and Battlefield 5 are going to get Battle Royale modes. And I need to call somebody out on this show right now. I need to call out Adam right now. Because, Adam, you were talking all that shit about PUBG.
I was not talking shit.
You were talking all that shit. And now you're hyped.
No, I was never talking shit. I told you that right off the bat. I said, remember, I didn't play PUBG. I don't like it. I didn't like the look. It looked cheap. It felt cheap. And what did I say? I said, you know what? Wait till one of the big boys gets their hands on it and brings it to life.
Yeah, now, I was fucking with you, by the way. But yeah, you're right. You did say that. You said you were winning. You wanted the big boys to get it. Now the big boys are getting it. So now you're hyped.
And also, one of the other things I said is that it shouldn't just be a game by itself. It should be seen as an addition, you know, to whatever else they have.
Yeah.
So everybody knows, you know, Call of Duty. Now this talks of Division's going to announce a mode like that for Division 2. And then, of course, right after, no coincidence, and I want to hear, oh, there's leaks and stuff, that right after this whole thing with Call of Duty gets announced, like a few hours later, we hear about the new Battlefield. You know, that popped up. Oh, word is Battlefield 5 is going to have this. No, of course they're going to have it. They're all going to freaking have it. You know, so, you know, we hear this report that comes out, this leak, you know, that they're like, oh, well, supposedly they were working on a campaign and somewhere during development, they realized they weren't going to hit the time frame. Now, remember, they have a 2-hour window to create this game. So this didn't happen just at the last. We're like, hey, you got 4 more months. What's up?
You mean a two-year window.
Oh, shit. I said,
two,
oh, hey,
2 hours. Like, damn, that's some quick-ass development.
2 hours. You got 2 hours. Get that shit done. Right? No, yeah, 2-year window. Right? So there's no way that people are like, oh, well, they just found out. No. There's no way you wait that long and you have a few more months before release and say, oh, yeah, by the way, we're not going to finish this campaign, so scrap it. No, they probably said, you know what? We got all these plans. Of course, the battleground mode, the battle royale mode was going to be in one of these games. We all knew that was coming. We all knew it was coming, whether it was going to be an add-on for the World War II or if it was going to be for the next Call of Duty, and the next one is Black Ops. But supposedly, they decided to focus heavily on the battle royale, which is another studio called Raven. Raven does all their maps, majority of their maps for the Call of Duty series, which makes sense because what's the battle royale pretty much? It's a huge map. Yeah, you have behind the scenes of servers that have to hold everything up, but you got to make a badass map. If that map sucks, the game sucks. You know, so they have them working on it, and a lot of people got bitter because they're like, wait a minute, where's my campaign? I want my campaign. But if you look at it overall, I mean, I've talked about this before. It's like when you start unlocking, you know, campaign, mission 3, mission 4, and they're coming up as extra rare or rare, those type of things. And you're like, yo, it's been out for like 6 months. People just don't play the campaign. people buy Call of Duty for the multiplayer. So if this is a test to see, hey, what if we can make a really awesome battle royale? It's still going to have all the other multiplayer stuff that you're used to, all the kill confirmed and all the other modes that we love in Call of Duty. But it's also the key point is going to be the battle royale. That could work out. That could be a big hit. And people will jump on it. Plus, it'll be an FPS. So it's a first person, plus it's in the Call of Duty universe, meaning with the development team and all the funding behind it. This should look like a badass game. You know, so I'm hyped for it.
I have myself muted. Let me ask you, do you think that, because they said potentially, actually they flat out said that apparently there won't be a traditional single player. Do you think a battle royale mode would be a good replacement for that?
Oh yes, depending on how it's done.
Yeah, depending on how it's depending on how it's done. Obviously, mm-hmm.
Depending on how it's done. If they do it right, meaning if it has a few maps, not just one, like with some of the like the way PUBG when that launched. Yeah. I think that was just such a fucking fluke, man. You know, we talked about it before. It's not the first game to ever create this, you know, do this mode, but shit, it just people just stuck on it. But now look at Fortnite. Fortnite's fucking eating their lunch right now.
But here's the thing, it's like you said, it's a mode.
It's a big mode. It's a big mode. You know, and it takes a lot. Like we've talked about this before, and you hear all the issues. People are like, oh, it looks so basic. It does. But there's a lot behind the scenes, server wise, to have 100. And then there's even rumors that it's not gonna even be able to have 100.
Yeah, they're having problems with it apparently.
Yeah, that they're having trouble with it. And I could see it. If you're trying to do that type of quality of rendering in real time for all these people, yeah, you may have some issues.
Oh, shit. Hold on, Adam. I'm sorry, because I got another question for you, man. Because you know how Call of Duty, they always say this, they emphasize the 60 frames a second, right? So how do you think they can maintain 60 frames on a big map with 100 players? Can they do it?
Shit. Well, that's the thing. That's why the word is that they're focusing mainly on 50 right now.
Okay.
That 100 may come down the road, but right now they're looking at launch at 50. So if they can hit that at 50, I think people will go into it. If we see it, if it's living up to the Call of Duty standard, you know what I mean? We're looking at the standard of gameplay, the map design. If it's massive like that, that could just be mind-blowing. If it has all the perk systems, you know, it adds its own twist, which is its own thing. You know, the perk system is a Call of Duty thing. So if you add that...
What? That'll be kind of cheap. Like the perk system works in Call of Duty because mm-hmm. people just keep respawning all the time.
Yeah.
But so, that's what I'm saying. If they can add their own other twist with it. You know what I was thinking of? And you play this, Carlos, the Spec Ops. Remember when he did Spec Ops missions?
Yeah.
They did that for a while, which is, it was sort of, it's multiplayer. There's like little objectives and stuff, but you're in multiplayer still. So you all have to fulfill a certain role. If they do something like that, but then that also brings you into, I think it was called Domination, or was it Conquer?
Domination is where you have
to. No, not for Call of Duty. The one for Battlefield, where they have the 60-man Rumble thing that they have. Oh, what's it called?
Well, yeah, like I was going to mention that, like, Battlefield has over 60 players right now. Yeah,
they do the 60 player one. Oh, what was it called? Well, something like that. You know, so it's going to be interesting because Call of Duty has never tried anything like that. And I get, you know, some people are nervous and all upset. I'm like, but first of all, a lot of people don't play it. And some of the guys that I know that were bitching about it, because, you know, I know a lot of people play Call of Duty. I'm like, yo, you never play the campaign. It's like, yeah, but still, that's not the point. I'm paying $60. I'm not getting nothing. If you don't play it anyway, you're never getting your $60 worth to begin with. You're not doing it. Yeah, but I like to know it's there. You know, it's like a comfort thing. Saying campaign, and so that way you can skip over it. You know, hell, they even have in this, at least this version, I don't remember it having any other ones. Yeah, actually, they did have in other ones where you can select. You know how usually when you start up a game, it goes to campaign first?
Yeah.
You can switch that just for multiplayer because they know so many people just focus on multiplayer. They don't even bother with campaign. So you know what? There's three games within this franchise that we get. We get the Black Ops, we get the Modern Warfare, and then of course we get the throwback ones. So this is that experimental one. Let's see if it works. Let them do it in Black Ops. If it doesn't work, it's okay. Just like we saw the screw up with the space travel that they tried to do, and that didn't work, and they went back to, you know, World War II. I'm like, we can fix this shit. And it works. People follow them. They still gave them their money. Well, they made over $1 billion already. World War II. You know, so it didn't hurt them at all that the last one, you know, sucked. So they got to take a chance, you know, and like we already knew this was going to happen. You know, this battle royale, that's the hot mode right now. But it's a different type of mode that it just requires a lot of resources behind the scenes. So we talked about something else before, Tony, the offline, when we were talking about the Titanfall experiment. Remember when Titanfall tried to do something like this, where they sort of incorporated a multiplayer story. You know, like, oh, yeah, there's a story and you all jump in and you play it. But it didn't really feel like a story because you were still just running and gunning.
Yo, Adam, I honestly don't think this mode takes that much. I mean, like, think about it. The Cliffy B Studio made a game like in months after they made Lawbreakers. It's like.
Yeah, but it doesn't look that good. That's what I'm saying. I'm expecting high quality. I'm expecting Call of Duty standards. I'm not expecting something to hash out. I played that Radical Heights and it's like, all right. I get it, but it's just it still looks washed out.
But like you know? Like even you even mentioned Battlefield already does 64 players. So
they do something like that. Yeah. So what is so, Conquest? I think it was Conquest.
And that's 64 players with like and they already have the vehicles and Battlefield and the huge ass map and they respawn all the time. So it's like
well, this wouldn't have the respawn, and then that's so what I'm saying. They would have to have some kind of twist. They have to do their own twist on it, and that's why I'm excited because Call of Duty hasn't done this, and I enjoy their form of gun running gun. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. You know, this is a known studio. They know what they're doing. I think they could pull something out. You know, and so, if people don't want to buy it, they don't have to buy it because they'll buy the next one.
Yeah, so I mean, for me, I'm kind of the opposite of what you're feeling with this mode. I don't think this is like a I don't think this should be like just the only replacement to single player, because single player actually does take time because they have to script a lot of stuff. They have to
Do a story and the cutscene design. Then they
different maps,
actors to do the voice work.
Yeah, so this it's like a, like single player. It's its own experience for Call of Duty. Mm-hmm. So. If you're replacing it with a mode, the mode to me, I don't think it really takes that much like effort as opposed to single player. So
I think it's going to depend on what we see. If we see something that looks like PUBG, then this was a bullshit idea. They really dropped the ball. They basically fucked up on the campaign and they just rushed it with the battle royale mode. I'm like, what do you think?
It looks better than PUBG though. Like it's not the limitations of the type of game that make PUBG look so bad. It's just PUBG.
Yeah, I think PUBG is just that's the aesthetic they're going for. I don't think they did that because of the limitations of the hardware. I think they just did the characters that way because I don't know, their artists aren't as good as other ones are.
Yeah,
remember we played the other one for Grand Theft Auto, right? We played the Grand Theft Auto one with the cars.
Yeah.
Did you guys like that?
Here's the thing, Adam. The biggest problem that comes in these types of games, and this has been a problem, and I only know this shit because I followed so many survival games in development, is the more items that you have laying out in the wild, the more armor pieces, the more guns, the more bottles of water or cans of food or whatever you have that the server constantly has to check on, that bogs down both your processing power and the server. So you can actually limit that. It's not the idea of the open world or anything like that. And actually, by cutting out a lot of the survival elements, you don't have to keep track of, is that bag of chips still there? Does Manny see that bag of chips? Does Brian see that bag of chips? Does Chris see that bag of chips? You cut that down exponentially with each type of item that you cut out, down to the point where if you just have weapons like PUBG and Fortnite, and a progressively, you know, a fairly small area that then shrinks as it goes down, like a lot of the limitations are actually taken away. So there's not a great reason for PUBG to look as, I'll just say it, to look as bad as it does. The aesthetic should be cleaned up on it. The assets or the coding on it are just sloppy.
Exactly. So I don't expect that sloppiness from the studio that's working on it. With Raven, I just don't expect it because they're not sloppy like that with their other maps, which is why I'm expecting it to look up to par. And if it has that look and feel, and people say, wow, this doesn't look like a bullshit ripoff, it looks like its own thing within this thing. Sort of like when we played the Grand Theft Auto with the Motor Wars.
Well, I mean, can you even call it a ripoff of a ripoff? A ripoff?
we could.
I mean, let's forget, like PUBG. And I know I keep saying this. PUBG did not invent Battle Royale mode. Nope. So I want to head off all discussion of is Call of Duty ripping off PUBG with PUBG ripped off the idea.
No, I understand, but it's with the masses of how they see it. That's just the way it is.
Well, the masses are wrong.
Of course they're wrong, but that's it. You know, who created rock and roll? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. So we just got to let it go and just go how they're seeing it because they're not going to go into it. They're not going to be like, what do you mean? What other game? What? My buddy got...
You know what? I mean, well, I understand that. I understand that's how history is written, but just as I guess older, I'm like, the one thing I have to say is, I don't give a fuck how... Not you, Adam. I don't give a fuck how you feel. I don't give a fuck what you think. This is what happened. A game came out. It evolved into a new type of game that evolved into a new type of game that was adopted as a kind of add-on to that kind of game. And it spawned a genre. And then a game took that formula and made it big. There is a very clear evolution. That's... There is no beginning. There is no end.
But Brett, by the way, and I agree with what you're saying. It's you know what this reminds me of? The same thing. Oh, Apple, man. Yeah, they created the MP3 player. No, they fucking didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a useless conversation to have because people are not going to listen to you anyway. So you may as well just keep moving forward.
They just like, well, this is what I know, and this is what everybody else had, and that's why I'm going.
No. What this is, honestly, is the fact that console gamers have their head shoved so far up their own asses that they don't understand that there's a gaming industry outside of their little living room box. And I think Brian would, I'm hoping Brian will back me up on this, because when I talk about Ark, I don't talk about Ark because I enjoyed the game. I talk about Ark because it sold a shitload of copies. I'm trying to figure out how many. I know it was over a million.
I gotta come in right now with our favorite word. Ark is not in the zeitgeist anymore. PUBG is.
Okay, and I understand that. No, and I just looked it up. 7 million copies. A game that sold 7 million copies, you cannot call niche or obscure. I don't care. And there are people who don't have it in the zeitgeist, but those are people who don't look beyond console gaming. So this wildly successful thing on PC was brought over to console and everybody acts like they're reinventing the wheel. I refuse to bow to that dialogue and just go along with it.
All right, that's fine. By the way,
well, you don't have to go along with it.
Yeah, but we're getting off track.
I just had to go off on a tangent before I go see a movie.
Okay. Brett, you have to go now, man?
We all expect when they do the press release for Call of Duty, it's always big, right?
Yeah.
They always do a epic show.
May 17th, I believe, is coming.
Yeah. So they're going to have to go big. They know it. They can't half-ass it. So I would have to believe that they have something up their sleeve with this.
They have to have something.
They have to have it.
That's what I'm saying. This mode, yeah, it's a battle royale, but there's got to be so much in this that this is like, oh, is that a cake? No, that's a 7 fucking layer cake. Open, cut that shit open. There's coconut, there's pineapple, there's peanut butter. There's, you know what I mean? It's got to have so much shit in it.
It's going to look pretty.
That everyone's going to be like, wow, that's a beautiful cake.
Yeah. Well,
I almost want to bet you, Adam.
Oh, man.
It'll just be pretty. That's it.
Yeah. There we go. I agree with Brett. I don't think then it's
Call of Duty doesn't innovate. Call of Duty renders.
Yeah. But don't get us wrong. It's going to be the biggest thing.
Yeah. It will. Call of Duty prettier.
Yeah. It's going to be like Call of Duty is doing this. Everyone is going
to
get that
game. What was the game that PlayStation tried to do that? Was it MAGA?
Not MAGA.
MAGA had like 200 people in it, right?
Yeah, it tried to do some. But what was the modes for that? Was it just the whole entire game?
That was the game, bro.
Yep.
But what was that? I don't remember because
I didn't. It was like squads.
Yeah, it just had mode.
It was 264 players.
MAGA was quite different.
Yeah,
because it was like squad based, so. It kind of like split the map in like 8 different sections, and you just like had like fight in that section. So yeah, kind of similar, but kind of not.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it. All right, later.
Later, Brett.
Yeah, on Sunday, later, y'all. Brett. Yep.
There's a lot, but that's one part of this issue. Because remember, the other issue is that the bundle comes with Black Ops, a remaster of Black Ops 2, and then that doesn't have the multiplayer. So it's like, wait. So you got one game that you're remastering that's just having a campaign with no multiplayer. Then you got this new one that has a battle royale that has all this multiplayer but no campaign. I mean, the spin on all this is fucking ridiculous. How are they going to package this up and put it together? And like I said, they always do a big presentation. Something big has to happen or else they're going to get booze. They're going to get straight up booze, live fucking booze, because people are living up to it. They're expecting something big. They're always expecting something big. With the devs come out, they do the whole thing of like, oh, look at these cutscenes like we saw with the World War II, remember? They sit out with the chairs and they go in depth. If you got to have something for Black Ops.
Yo, I'm telling you right the fuck now. If this comes out as just a regular ass battle royale mode, motherfuckers will still eat it up just because it's Call of Duty.
Well, there might be certain.
I smell a bet.
It depends.
Here we go. Here we fucking.
That's the thing. So you're expecting, oh man. So then I guess you're expecting what? Something like what Battlefield has?
Yo, no, I don't. I think they're gonna straight up steal PUBG from me, not even add anything new to it, and motherfuckers will still eat it up.
But it's going to be in first person. They're not going.
Yeah, that's the only, obviously yeah, that's the only difference. Yeah, that's the only difference. It's going to be first person. It's obviously going to look better. But I guarantee you, they're not going to innovate. They're going to do the same fucking shit. It's going to be 50 players in a map that shrinks up until one. I guarantee you, it's going to be the same shit. And Adam, I disagree with you. I don't think people are going to boo. They're going to be happy as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. No. I think they're going to be happy with the mode. No, I'm saying that they would boo if there's nothing. I don't know. I feel like there has to be some more than that.
All right, so I'll take you up on that.
They got to offer something.
The only way they'll boo is if it's in space. That's the only thing I can see.
They didn't boo last time it was in space. It was the online community that fucking booed by the negative clicks. But when they showed that live, it had the Back in Black playing and the whole thing, and people were like, "Yay!" They were like, "Oh, this is our version of Halo."
Well, now this is their version of PUBG.
Mm-hmm.
And motherfuckers will eat it up. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because think about it like this, Adam. The Call of Duty community is seeing the impact that Fortnite and PUBG have done. Like it's like the casual fanboys. Like there's a Call of Duty fanboys, and then there's the Fortnite fanboys and the PUBG fanboys. And the Call of Duty fanboys are seeing a lot of their own, like, emigrating to fucking all these battle royale games. So now that Call of Duty is gonna have, it's like, what now? We got this shit, and we got the multiplayer, and we got zombies. This is the ultimate experience. This is the ultimate hub.
Now think that zombies, fucking, that's just a whole other bag right there. Because let's say if they try to incorporate zombies while this is happening, you know what I mean? Like that's something that we haven't seen in these at all. So let's say they have a mode and it's still the battle royale, but you throw in, you know, NPCs of zombies fucking everywhere. Sort of like what Titanfall did when they started adding the soldiers. Remember, it was like, oh, you had real soldiers and then you had NPCs that were running around enemies.
Well, then it'll just be DayZ without the crafting.
Yeah, yeah. And then people like, DayZ, what's that? Oh, there we go. We win again. They don't know. So, DayZ. I'm hyped. I think it's going to work. Yeah, I think it's going to work out. I just have faith in the studio. If they announced that they had some other bullshit studio that no one's ever heard of working on this, I'm like, oh, this is screwed.
This is Treyarch, right?
This is Treyarch, and it's Raven that does all the maps. And Raven's the one that's doing the Battle Royale, from what they're saying. According to this post, that's the thing. That's why it draws a lot of concern, because then it's like, then what is Treyarch doing? You know what I mean? So if they were focusing on the campaign and that went bust, and they already knew, because according to this report, the Battle Royale is not an afterthought. That was already planned. This was supposed to all be packaged together. Campaign, Battle Royale, multiplayer, zombies. There you go. That sounds like a lot of game, you know? So, but according to this report, campaign fell through. So now they're just going to focus heavy on the Battle Royale. But then that's all Raven, unless Treyarch's jumping in to help with some other stuff with it, you know, because I don't know. It's going to we'll see. That's why it's like when you see these rumors that go back and forth, like, yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, they're doing it. I was like, oh, man, I don't want to go based off rumors. And, you know, Treyarch hasn't come out to really squash any of this, whether good or bad. I don't know. But it's the fact that they haven't said shit. They're letting it run rampant. And I guess it's under the saying, you know, there's no such thing as bad publicity. So it is getting attention. And a lot of fucking eyes are going to want to be on this freaking press show when they announce it to see what exactly are we getting. So right, maybe that's why they're staying quiet.
I want to ask about the flip side of this. And shout out to Deathstrike Virus who's a big Battlefield fan. How do you think Battlefield is going to incorporate this? Because they already have 64.
They already have it. Oh man, the thing I've played that mode. It was Conquest. But the problem that I had with it, the map is huge, freaking huge. And when you die, you spawn all the way freaking back or to wherever your group is. But usually they're further back.
But this is Battle Royale. When you die,
it shrinks. You die, but plus the map shrinks. You know, so you don't spend all this time trying to get to one place or another. It starts shrinking.
Yeah. Let me ask this question. Because again, I'm not familiar with these games. I was under the impression that if you die, like in PUBG, that's it. You're done, right? Or do you respawn?
No, you don't spawn.
Okay,
you're done.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's going to be in Call of Duty and in Battlefield. Once you die, that's it. You know, if this is some real Battle Royale shit, it needs to be that way. So you don't have to worry about being respawned halfway across the map.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have more content within that world. They're going to have to offer something different because
They don't have to. They could just deliver the same shit PUBG's doing and people will still go crazy.
Yeah, with the Call of Duty skin on top of it.
Think about it like this, man. Think about it like this.
That's what I'm saying.
But look when Apple rips off of Samsung. People go, Apple did it. It's like, no, Samsung did it first. Yeah. You know, I'm telling you, man, no one's gonna give a fuck if this thing's exactly the same. Carlos, were you gonna ask me?
I was just gonna say that this isn't a segue, it's a teaser.
Uh-oh.
You might be more familiar with the rules in due time. Talking to Tony.
Yeah. I actually don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
God damn it.
Talking in code. You're talking in that code.
You're going to be more familiar.
I think I know what Carl was talking about.
You know, Brian's woke, man. He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit. It's like that.
Oh, yeah. Tony will be. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, Tony will be more familiar about these rules with Battle Royale games.
Oh, tease people. I'm actually going to just flat out tell you what he's talking about at the end of the show, too. But anyway, this goes back to the shit we were saying. Every fucking game's gonna have this shit now.
Yeah,
every game's gonna have this shit.
And one of the ideas, and I was telling somebody even about this, like if they add variations of the Battle Royale, that's another thing that they can do. We have Team Deathmatch, stuff like that, but mass groups, and then do hunt downs, you know? It's like, all right, now you're gonna hunt these guys down. It's the same type of idea, though. You die, you don't come back, and then you just watch, you spectate. Yeah. That could be awesome, because then you could have massive amounts of people. 50 people is still a lot of damn people. You know what I mean? So if they're all running around and you're doing groups and doing other type of things and these huge maps, and that's the key right there, the map design. You know, I love the map design in Call of Duty games. That's why they always get praised. That's why people buy
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. There's a reason why they're still one of the few that can get away with doing season passes the way they do. A lot of other studios have just, you know, game developers, they've walked away from it because like, no one's really buying the shit.
Yo, check this out.
Call of Duty keeps doing it.
Yeah, Battlefield 5 is supposedly going to add that shit free.
There you go. Well, we'll see. We'll see. And then they add a bunch of fucking other loot boxes or whatever. Hopefully they learn a lesson from that shit. Oh, man. But we just got to hope for the best. Let's be happy that big studios are jumping on this. And I'm sure one of them's going to be a hit, whether it's EA's version, whether it's Ubisoft's version, or, you know, Activision with the Call of Duty. One of these, it has to jump in and become a major player. You know, we've seen it with other popular modes like Horde mode. That was a popular one from Call of Duty. I mean, from Gears.
Gears, yeah.
They all started picking up on it. They add their own little twist. You know, so I think this is no different. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I have a feeling it's going to work out. And if it doesn't, then shit, they dropped the ball. But I think there's too much money behind it. There's too many studios. Like, just think about it. Think if you're an executive at Activision, you have one studio come up and they said, listen, we had some issues. All right, who's doing the multiplayer? Well, we got this other studio. All right, well, we have another studio that just finished up their game, you know, which is the one that just finished World War II. You know what? Throw them in. That you need help, we got people that could help. And they're all experienced in working in this code, working with this engine, working with this idea and within this universe. There's so many hands on deck that you can put in here with experience to help. You know what I mean? I just don't see them letting something sink and say, you know what? We're just going to put out a piece of shit, you know, or a half-assed game and people will buy it. They know people will go out and buy it, but they don't want to look bad. You know, they don't want, because they always go out with their press events.
Yeah. By the way, sneaking this in here, Rockstar said that they are not going to do any Battle Royale stuff. They're like, we're going to do our own thing. Yeah. Yeah, they said Red Dead's not going to have it. But again, I find that funny. I'm pretty sure you, me, and Carlos and Brian played a very similar mode in
GTA. Yeah, yeah. That was Mortal Wars. Yeah, exactly. That was their modifier. That was their version. But that's what I'm saying. It's their twist. If they do their own twist, they can easily name it whatever the fuck they want. But we'll know what it is. Come on now. You start off jumping out of a fucking plane. The map starts shrinking. Oh, what game does that right now?
Yeah, come on, man. So Rockstar talking about we don't follow people. It's like, really?
Oh, please. Sucker Free Sunday. You're bullshit. You know what I mean? It's like blowing smoke up my ass, and I don't need it because I already know. I played this shit already.
Yeah, and like I said in the latest Tony's Takes, you know, I was talking to one of the guys that makes the Crew 2, and my man was like, you know, I'm not going to say what he said, but basically, think about this. The Crew 2, right? The trailer premiered last year, right? And it had cars and shit. You know, it's like you're driving and you're fucking on a boat and you're on a plane. Then all of a sudden, Rockstar does it. You know? So don't take their word at it that we just innovate. We don't want to copy. You copy. I love you, Rockstar, but you copy, man. Just saying. You know, just own up to it. Nobody cares. Everybody's happy with it. You know,
They all do it. I feel like there was a lot of elements that Grand Theft Auto took from Saints Row when Saints Row came out, and a lot of the humor aspects. And I was like, ugh, I don't know, but you know what? It's all right if it's fun for us.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? We're the end result. If we're happy, then that's all that matters.
Happy and spending money.
We're getting our money's worth. You know,
that's what we care about.
Our money's worth. I'm like, yeah, I feel it's justified to purchase. There we go. Welcome to Crackle Barrel. No, Crack. What was it? Freckle Bitches. Oh, Saints Row. I love that place. Welcome to Freckle Bitches.
Yes, Saints Row is fucking awesome. All right, so yeah, again, like we told you, Battle Royale is going to keep happening, man.
I have a
prediction, actually. By this time, okay, next year, we're going to have 100 Battle Royale games, right? And then they're all going to start fighting each other. And then by the end of the year, it's only going to be one left. That's what's going to happen. Watch. You know?
Well, yeah, I could see. Either that
or... I hope motherfuckers got my joke.
They have a big old Battle Royale.
Exactly. The Battle Royale of all Battle Royals. They all go into the Oasis. We get the VR Oasis, and we all log in.
Yeah, that'd be funny. Yes, like basically, it's going to be a bunch of these games, and only one's really going to emerge. You know,
all right. But it will happen. It will happen. One of them, they'll be like you said. We're seeing a whole bunch of them, and then there's only going to be like maybe two or three that people are like. Yeah, that's the quality ones you play. You don't play this. Oh, what about this one? Yeah, they started early, but it got mastered by so and so studio or so and so game.
Here's my question to the chat. Are you guys looking forward to the last of 100? Oh, man.
Imagine they did that in The Last of Us. Imagine they added something. Didn't they do... Remember Survival? Sort of felt like that on a smaller scale.
Yeah, kind of. Man, you know what? I'm going to stop before I get in trouble because a lot of dudes really love that multiplayer in The Last of Us. I thought it was shit.
I wasn't crazy about it. No, it wasn't that great.
It wasn't good, you know?
I'm not a fan of Naughty Dog multiplayer, to be honest.
Yeah, that's also true.
But then again, the single player experience is just so great that like everything pales in comparison. So it's like, why do I want to play this one?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Yeah, you're right about that.
It always feels like an afterthought.
Yeah.
You
know, it's like, why do you need this? You don't need this. The game was fine the way it was.
We're gonna get the ponies after us now.
No ponies. No. We still like Naughty Dog. They just don't need this multiplayer shit. Not every game. Like what they did with Tomb Raider when they kept adding Tomb Raider multiplayer.
Yeah, remember that shit? Sucked, man. And fuck that multiplayer because that shit prevented me from getting the platinum. You know? Fucking bullshit. All right, man, let's move on. So, again, you guys were asking us about PlayStation 5 shit last weekend. We didn't really want to comment on it, even though we did, because it was just based on nothing. Now we can't talk about it because it's actually legit. You know, so according to Eurogamer, a couple of the sites, Mark Cerny is already talking to developers about the PlayStation 5, kind of like he did for PlayStation 4. And here's what's interesting. They said, Digital Foundry said that basically they don't expect a leap, you know, hardware-wise in console technology or whatever until late 2019, right? So we may not get the PlayStation 5 until 2020. So the reason I really want to talk about this is because I'm adjusting my timetable, people. Because if you know, and I've done many videos on this, you talked about it throughout many times, I've said that the shit is going to drop 2019, right? Now, if Mark Cerny is just talking to these guys now, that shit ain't dropping in on 2019. They're not going to have anything ready, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with 2020, which is still an anniversary year, 25th anniversary of PlayStation in America. And also the Tokyo is going to have the Olympics there. Great opportunity for advertisement. So I'm going to adjust my shit. 2020, maybe 2021, but I'm going to go with 2020 for now, just based off this report right there. It seems more realistic because think about like this, right? This is a prediction, straight up prediction. Whatever year PlayStation 5 drops, it's going to be in November, right? That February, they're going to have a big ass reveal event, just like they did for PlayStation 4, right? So think about this. You're going to have a PlayStation 5 reveal event in like, what, 8 months from now? That makes no fucking sense. They're not going to have nothing ready, you know? So, yeah, I don't think 2019 is realistic. Now, according to this shit, I think 2020 is more like it. Even 2020 is a little pushing it.
Go ahead. And that debunks what we discussed it last week about devs, like the dev kits already being out.
Yeah, that bullshit. Well, remember, according to those rumors that you're referencing, the PlayStation was going to be out this year. I'm like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
It's not happening. Not happening.
Now, but here's my question, though. If it's 2020, right, that's 7 years. Isn't that almost as long as last gen? How long did last gen last?
2006 to 2013.
But we had these revisions.
How many years is that? I'm bad with math. How many years is that?
Seven.
So it would be. So remember how people were complaining how last gen was too long. Now they're saying, yeah, 2020, not any earlier now. It's like, so you want a long gen. Which one is it? Do you want a short gen or do you want a long gen?
It's divided up now because now we have the Pro, we have the X that has more power.
Yeah.
You know, so they did that little tweak. So if you're really that concerned about power and all that, then you've already got a Pro or an X. You
went that route. Yeah, I know you're right about that. By the way, Fatal Mephisto, he says 30 minutes. He's very excited about getting the Nintendo Labo, apparently.
Oh, shit. Get that Labo. Go fishing.
He's talking about God of War for those of
you. Yeah, because you know motherfuckers that take this seriously and shit.
No, I feel him. I'm doing the same thing. Yeah, 30 minutes now. A little less than that because, it's now 35.
Yeah, man, Labo. Let's go, son. Full 2020 life. Seems a little bit more realistic now. And here's the thing about this report, too. It's also not surprising. You knew Mark Cerny was talking to motherfuckers already. You know, you think Sony hasn't been thinking about a place? Of course,
didn't we also say last week there wouldn't be any sort of things? They were just probably, if anything, he was just probably talking about spec ideas. So, yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Like, if you remember last time with the PlayStation 4, Mark Cerny went around to all the different game studios and talked to them and asked about their needs, what they would need to make the new games. And that's how the PlayStation 4 came about.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that's exactly what he's doing again. He's going around all these different places, you know,
putting people to sleep.
Yeah, putting the people to sleep with his PowerPoint program.
Do it, man. Mark Cerny.
What do we think? It's going to have 14 teraflops. Then.
Oh man! No, but you're right about that. He's going around telling people, putting them to sleep, you know,
giving them, you know, I mean, seriously asking the question, what do you need to make, you know, what we need to do to make this the best thing we can make this? What do you need? And, you know, and he probably already has a design plan, you know, as far as technology is going, because no one knows better than he is. You know, one thing about Mr. Mark Cerny, and this is not like, if you look into the guy, and this is kind of unrelated to what we were, but if you look into the guy, he has his hand in so many things within gaming. It's not even fucking funny. Like, he was around with Crash Bandicoot. He was around with fucking Sonic. Like, this guy was all in the background of the gaming industry, being like a weird muse.
Yeah, by the way, shout out to Jay Fonsarelli for the super chat.
Thanks for the super chat.
He still believes it's going to be 2019, though. All right, we'll see, brother.
Too soon.
But yeah, no, you're right about that, man. Mark Cerny he's like an octopus, you know? He has his tentacles everywhere.
Yeah, he's got his hands everywhere. I'm like, oh, yeah, the guy that made Marble Madness. Oh, yeah, but he also was, you know, hanging out with these guys, and he's doing these guys. He knows all these people. Yeah. Like, he's so integral to the... Nobody knows
how... Callback. Yeah. Madness.
Holy shit. Yeah, the guy. Yeah, the guy who made he's the only. The only thing that people really remembered him for was that he made the game Marble Madness.
Right? Yo, I think half the people listening to us don't even know what Marble.
They don't even
know
what Marble Madness is.
Yeah, they don't know that shit.
In the arcade when you had the big rolly ball and you had to roll it around.
Yeah, that shit was hard.
So, but yeah, but that guy's been in. It's so into the industry, ingrained in the industry behind the scenes that you didn't even know he was there and he was part of it.
Yeah,
I think the only thing he wasn't really a part of was Nintendo.
That shit. Yeah, that's true, but. All right, so yeah, 2020. I'm going with. What do you guys say? 2019 or 2020?
I'm sticking 20. With 2020.
I'll
agree with you. I mean, the PS4 has so much momentum. That was my argument last time when I did not consume. So I agree with you.
Yeah, as Richard Bailey would say, it's going to be very interesting.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
Shout out to Rich, man. Me and him and I were having a good conversation earlier about the. Our next topic, these Xbox leaks, man.
Oh, man. What's going on here?
All right. Now, before we get into this, a couple of things to preface it. One, take this with a gigantic grain of salt, like a rock of salt, because, you know, the sources may not be credible, and a lot of these games are kind of like gimmies. But at the same time, Manny, there's been 2 years in a row where you and I have gotten these things, even hours beforehand, you know? Mm-hmm. So it could be possible, but we'll see. So here are the games that they're going to show.
Okay.
Forza Horizon 4. No shit.
Yeah. You know? In what galaxy do we live in that they will not release a Forza game?
No fucking shit. Okay, it says 4K, 30 frames a second on the X. Interesting. Japan setting, whatever the hell that means. Xbox Game Pass. Gameplay trailer demo, fall 2018. You knew that shit was coming, you know? Starfield, I don't know what that is, marketing deal, gameplay demo, open world sci-fi RPG, holiday 2018, okay, Scream Ride 2, Xbox Game Pass, gameplay trailer, holiday 2018, here's one, damn, that means it won't be ready before then, Crackdown 3, right, Xbox Game Pass, gameplay trailer, multiplayer beta, holiday 2018. Okay, so maybe it's coming out this year. Shadow of the Tomb Raider marketing deal. Okay, marketing deal, not exclusive deal, because that would be stupid if they did that shit again. Gameplay demo, Xbox Game Pass, fall 2018. We already knew that. Sea of Thieves, new content, trailer, Xbox Game Pass, fall 2018. Interesting, because Brett, you know, he says the content is coming in May, but maybe not. Ashen, again, I don't know what that is. Gameplay trailer, holiday 2018. The Last Night, another one of these games you never heard of. Gameplay trailer, Xbox Game Pass, holiday 2018. They misspelled holiday there. Below, Xbox Game Pass, gameplay trailer, holiday 2018. Madden, another gimme, you know. Marketing deal. FIFA. Yeah, marketing deal, gameplay trailer 2018. Minecraft, content update, fall 2018. Battlefield 5, marketing deal, gameplay trailer. Fall 2018, Metro Exodus, marketing deal, gameplay trailer. I mean, gameplay demo. Okay, gameplay demo. Interesting. Holiday 2018 and Banjo-Kazooie Anniversary, gameplay trailer, Xbox Game Pass, fall 2018. What do we make of this list? Because, again, half of this shit, I'm like, yeah, we already knew that, son.
This always happens to them. I don't know if you noticed. This happened last year, too.
Yeah.
This damn report, I don't know if they mass email it to people or what, but it always gets leaked out before they do any of these
always,
big shows.
Always.
Always.
This one is 2 months ahead of time, so that's different.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have to now they have time to change it.
Yeah, no, I predict there'll be some changes, but for example, with the Crackdown, I don't know why. I feel like they're going to pull an Oprah. They're going to be like, it's here now! Go on, it's in the store, go get it. I have a feeling they're gonna do something like that. I don't know why. I guess because they can't give another date. People have been waiting so damn long for this game.
Yeah,
and for them to say okay in 4 more months, you know, no, if they really want to mention it and get the hype, just say, oh, by the way, it's available now, or say, by the way, it's available this week, you know, do something like that, and then they'll get the pops and stuff. So
yeah,
I think it'll be a 80% accurate, that list.
80% sounds about good, you know, right?
Yeah.
By the way, people in the chat are saying that they believe it's fake. I'm leaning towards it's fake too, because it's just so obvious, you know?
Well, yeah, like they throw in like the obvious things to like confuse people. It's like, oh, maybe this could be real, but yeah, but like anybody could guess a lot of stuff.
All right, well, remember when, I don't know if you remember, when they first, there was one like this that got leaked when it was announced for the Xbox One before we knew what was going to happen, what the name was and the whole thing. And that had almost all the same games that we were expecting, Dead Rising, all that stuff, but it mentioned two SKUs. That there was going to be two SKUs. There was going to be one that had that with the Kinect, and there was going to be one without it. And then when they launched, obviously, we only got that one SKU. And then years later, we find out that there was going to be one that they were going to sell without it. And they scrapped it at the last minute. And that came out from one of those leak reports. So who knows? I think a lot of that stuff is probably accurate. They see what we see. And I'm like, shit, we got to change things up, or we got to do this, that. And things happen all the time. Games get delayed.
Was Fatal Mephisto put on the chat? Borderlands 3, was that on the list too?
No, I think he just made that up. To be honest, that's like, he just made that up.
He wants it to be real.
Oh, I can see them. No, but they announced that they are working on it. That was on their official Twitter. They posted a picture
on Borderlands 3.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay, I didn't know.
Well,
that.
No, I mean the thing is that they've actually said that this is even older than that. There was a thing for GDC for a while ago that they were that was already like Borderlands 3 tech. So
and they said
they're working on it.
Yeah, they said we're working on the game that you think we're working on.
Yo, hold on. I gotta apologize to the chat right now. I didn't read the other half of the list.
Oh,
it's right under the trailer. Okay, let's go. Okay, Borderlands 3. There you go. Spring 2000. Okay, all these games are 2019. My bad, people. Okay. Borderlands 3, Spring 2019, Xbox Game Pass, marketing, deal, gameplay trailer, Ori and the Will of the Wisp. I thought that shit was coming out this year. Spring 2019, Xbox Game Pass, gameplay trailer, Electric Madness, Fun Racer, okay. Spring 2019, Xbox Game Pass, gameplay trailer. Juicy Splinter Cell. Whoa, hold on.
Hold the phone.
Hold up. Check this out. Hold on. Tony, this is a fake list. Calm down. Okay. Reboot, open world, marketing deal, first on Xbox, fall 2019.
Bionic Commando?
Yo, they're going to reboot Splinter Cell. That's interesting.
We knew that was happening because they got Ironside back, and he came to do the voice for the Wildlands.
Nah, that's just a one-off, though.
Didn't they already try to do a semi-reboot where they recast him?
Yeah, they recast
him. And he was all of a sudden younger again?
Yeah, yeah.
He wasn't in it. They didn't get the same voice actor.
Manny's saying that they rebooted and they made him younger. Yeah, you're right.
They made him younger, yeah.
Yeah, so see, that part there may be bullshit.
Before that, though, the reboot was before that one, and that one was really cool. That was the one where you leaned against walls, and then it would tell you, it would say weird words pop up on the sides and stuff. And that one was that one became a hit. Blacklist came after that, and it came in a bad time. It just got lost in the
shuffle. Blacklist was fucking awesome, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. It just came at a bad time.
But they're not. Look, I'm going to say this right now. I'm putting it out there. They're not bringing Michael Ironside back. That was just a one-off thing.
I don't think so. He said, if you looked at what he posted, he said he will always be Fisher. Sam
he
Fisher.
He could say that all he wants.
He wants, you know, just like David Hayter's like, I'll always be Snake.
Exactly. He could say that shit all he wants. You know. Anyway, let me finish the list here. Snake. Anthem marketing deal, a gameplay demo. Okay, fall 2019. Halo Genesis, okay. Adam, reboot, split screen, new engine, Warzone 2.0, multiplayer beta 2018, teaser trailer, fall 2019. Interesting.
It's the Warzone.
Yeah, right? Fuck the Ozone. All right. We getting hotter than the Ozone. All right. Cyberpunk 2017, marketing deal, teaser trailer 2019, 2020, /2020, and interesting. Joanna Dark. Third person action game. Teaser trailer. Holiday 2019. Interesting. I still think this list is bullshit, but you know, we'll see. It's a very interesting list though. You know? That's crazy. What's going on? Richie's chilling in the chat room right now. Yeah, we'll see but I guarantee you this, if this isn't official, I'm pretty sure the real list will get leaked. It always does, man. You know?
You know, like last year, the list was literally like leaked like an hour before the show.
Yeah, that was hilarious. All right. Speaking about lists, and I want to give a shout out to Dana from the WrestleCast and Co-op. She wanted me to talk about this, and I didn't even know about this. She like one-upped me on this. So shout out to her. Even though it is related to something we had talked about previously. So Sonic Mania Plus details got leaked this week. Now, we already knew the physical one was coming. We talked about that in a couple episodes. But this version is going to have, like, new characters, new UI. They're going to change up the bosses. They're going to have, like, transitions between each level. It seems like they're doing a complete overhaul of the game just in time for, like, the one-year anniversary.
Well, the thing is that they did kind of talk. They actually did already kind of talk about this at a thing not long ago when they announced that Sonic Mania Plus was coming. So I'm sure what all of this is also it's going to affect the Sonic Mania that you have currently too, right?
Yeah, it says that this update was actually put up mistakenly. Mm. They mistakenly updated it. You know, there's a bunch of shit in here. Let me see. This is posted by Liam Corey Animation. I don't know who that is. Game options, time limit, debug mode, Sonic ability. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. You know, anyway, so I read this stuff, and I'm pretty happy about it because, as you know, Sonic Mania, one of my favorite games of last year, and if they're giving me a reason to go back, I'll happily jump back into that game. I'm ready, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do you guys think about Sonic Mania Plus?
I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, you know, I mean, it was a good game, and I mean, it'd be nice to go jump back in again.
Dude, I bought this game on PlayStation, Switch, and Xbox, and I will happily buy it again physical. You know, that's how much I love this game. I want another one.
And
I like the cover.
And you can complete your, your Sonic Mania, collector's edition. You literally now have the game that goes with the with the statue.
Yeah, that's right. You know,
the statue and the cartridge that came with it. And that thing has the user manual, that thing. So it has the whole thing.
Okay. So that's cool. I think, that's going to be this summer. So I'm ready for that, man. And shout out to Dana. She's in the chat right now. So there you go. I please the ladies. And the last one, speaking of pleasing people, I threw this one in here for Adam. Division's getting a movie, man. Are you hyped?
Yeah. Yeah, Ryan, I'm hyped, but for those who don't know, if you go on YouTube and you type in the Division short film, you'll see one that they released. It was like a few months after the game came out. It's about 25 minutes long, you know, but it was one of those things where, if you recall way back, Ubisoft announced that they were opening up like a movie studio, a film studio, and people were like, oh, they're going to be making their own movies. But it turned out that it was more of like doing these type of live actions. And it was also like a proof of concept of like, hey, yeah, we know that we would like to get our games adapted into film, but instead of just throwing the game out there and then having a big publishing company come along with their writers, it's like, well, we could do this. It's like, no. Look, this is our vision. If you were going to go down that road, this is our vision of what it would be. And that short film was awesome. So once I saw that, I'm like, yeah, it's definitely going to happen. You know, and they said that they were pitching it after that. So just a matter of time. And now we got this big time director, the director of Deadpool. And then the guy from Jarhead? Ugh. His name, the actor,
Jake Gyllenhaal,
said he's on board, and then there's also and a female lead also is on there. So, hey,
Meryl Streep.
No, right, Meryl Streep. She could be the captain, you know. But I'm hyped. This is great, you know. For a lot of people that don't know, this is not a zombie fucking game. I hate that all the time. People are like, oh, isn't that the zombie? There's no zombies. There's an outbreak that's killing people, straight up killing people. And it's almost like a modified version of Escape from New York, because the city is quarantined. The government comes in and they're just exterminating everybody. But at the same time, you got gangs that are running around in the streets saying that they own it. You have Rikers that all the guards already abandoned. So all the prisoners are out loose, you know, and it's like basically survive if you can, because you can't leave. You're stuck there, you know, and that's the story. And it was amazing. It was an amazing story. You know, it's very fun to play. And I was like, there's a lot here, you know, if they want to do a movie, because think about it, your character is not so much of a main character. Because you're always part of the group, you know. They send you on missions, but you're never like, you know, they never really acknowledge like you're the superhero, la la la. You know, you're just one of many. You know, you're one of the agents, and so they can go in a lot of different routes this way. So, you know, whether if it's having that actor, the main actor, and the other female together in a group, or if she plays the captain, because there is a female captain that he has that he reports to, you know. But I think this opens up the door for other, you know, main actors, because it's pretty much squad based. This game is all about working with others, so I could definitely see a squad forming up. If they just have him running around trying to do everything by himself, it's just, it would feel weird. But I think it's going to work out, and I'm excited for it, you know, especially because they have a big name director and they got actors on board. So it's not so much like what we talked about offline about, you know, a lot of these games where it's like, oh, they're passing around in Hollywood. There's talks.
And yeah, like they got, like, how long have we been talking about the Mass Effect movie, the Metal Gear movie?
Mass Effect, exactly.
The Uncharted movie, you know?
Oh, we heard it with Gears, when Gears was, and then, you know, Vin Diesel said, yeah I'm going to be up for that. But that's just like, you know, like somebody, you know, promoting it, trying to get it out there, or like with the Halo one. This is different. This is a director who came out and said, yeah, I've already signed up for this. I'm on this. And these are the actors. They're already signed up on this. So that means this agreement's made. It's not speculation. He's already signed a dotted line. That's his next project. You know, so that's why it's like, oh, wait. You know, because it wasn't like it was a rumor. He was talking about it. Like, oh, what else are you doing? Oh, well, I'm also doing a film adaptation of The Division. It's like, oh, shit. Okay, that's your job, you know. So it's going to be good. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it'll be different. It's definitely going to be different. And people jump on, play the game. I'll play with you. We go in the dark zone, run around the projects, collect stuff, kill bad guys. It's fun. Hit me up. Let's play.
Shinatsky says The Division wasn't very good. The player base fell off pretty quickly.
No. Fake. Yo, didn't they just come out saying that they had like 20 million people or some shit playing?
Yeah, Division sold a shit ton of.
Yeah, man. Division, I get what he's saying at the beginning, because we ran through it. People ran through it, and then it was like, what's next? And it caught the studio off guard. Because they were like, yeah, you're right. What's next? We got stuff we're working on, but damn, that was quick. But they got everything up. There's a lot of different modes there. There's always events. They just released a new update of live legendary events that are going on right now. And it's a lot of it's free content, you know, and so it's fun. A lot of PvP, a lot of other modes going on. And they took a lot of things that were in a dark zone and they put it in the regular world. So that way people that don't like the dark zone don't have to go into the dark zone. So there's a lot. Go back to it. You're going to get a lot of fucking patches. You're going to see a whole new menu system. You're going to say, damn, I don't know this game. And you're going to shut it off. Then go back to it again and then just give it a fresh start, because everything is different. The leveling system, once you hit level 30, changes from 30 to gear level, sort of like Destiny. You know, and that's what threw a lot of people off. I had a buddy of mine turn up, like, yo, it says I'm like one something. What the hell is this? I'm like, yeah, it goes based off of gear level. That was one of the other updates they did way back, and it threw people off, but it's a different game.
By the way, Dana says Adam is getting hype only to be let down.
Oh shit. Yeah, you know, oh man, we had our own little discussion, because she was like all against Ronda Rousey. Oh, Ronda's gonna suck, and she ate crow because Ronda lived up to the hype. So she gotta know the hype is real, and the hype is real with this game too.
Yeah. Punks get hyped up to get beat down.
You
guys are crazy.
That was brand Nubian.
Yo, I mean, Adam, you know what my thing is going to be. It's like every video game movie is a letdown, so just
that
be careful.
True. That is true. But you know what? The thing is because a lot of video game movies are very video gamey. You know, like Tomb Raider, a chick running around half naked in the jungle doing flips and stuff with two guns. Like, that's very gamey. This is very movie-like. You know?
Yo, Adam, you know what I'm expecting right now? I'm expecting the movie to be like, you know, like Jake Gyllenhaal shooting a bum with like 50 rounds and he doesn't die and shit.
Or a sponge. Yeah. No, they're not going to go that route. But I feel like this is very much a movie, you know, because there is no Master Chief in it. You know, there is no Nathan Drake. You know, you're not a super guy. You don't do anything super. You're not special that everyone's looking for you to become the savior. You're just a regular dude that's like, yeah, I picked up a gun. I got some gear. Let me go out there. It feels like a
– You know what that sounds like, Adam?
Red Dawn?
No, like you're just a big fan of The Division.
Yeah. By the way, Dana's talking shit, man. She goes.
He always does. He always does. He trolls me. He trolls me all the time. 4 or 5 in the morning, I get all kinds of shit. Nah, 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 nah. You know.
She said that the crow was tasty, but I know movies, and you're gonna be drinking your sad, salty tears.
Oh man! Yo. No. So you know what? So then,
did she just say the crow?
No, she said she ate crow.
Okay.
So then that means that we have no faith in this director, because this is a big time director who's jumping in, and there's no way he's going to jump in with a horrible script and with actors, known actors, and say, you know what? Yeah, this is going to suck. I'll do it. It's a payday. No, I don't think he would do that, especially if he's coming off of Deadpool.
Well, technically, he's coming off of Deadpool too, but he got kicked out of that movie.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, shit. A creative difference, apparently, with
He was supposed to be the rich. Yeah, that's right. Damn.
So he didn't do Deadpool 2?
Nah, he did one only.
Oh,
he hasn't done that many. Actually, Deadpool is his first big movie.
No, he's a good director. No, that's nothing to be concerned about. I actually think it was a mistake to kick him off of Deadpool 2. He was the main reason why the first movie was that good.
Yeah, I mean, he did the first CGI in that first thing. He's a
visual effects guy, very talented.
Yeah. Yo, Adam, you know what's gonna happen with this movie, right?
It's gonna be straight to DVD.
It's gonna come out. The movie's gonna bomb initially, right? And then when it comes out, and then a couple weeks later, it's suddenly gonna blow the fuck up. You know, just
and
like
it's gonna have the Dark Zone.
Yeah, just
it's gonna be an attachment with the Division 3 as bonus DLC.
Yeah, it's gonna blow up and be the biggest movie of the year if it follows the traditions of Ubisoft games. That seems to happen with every Ubisoft game, Lee, except for Assassin's Creed. The game comes out, it flops, and then you come back a year later, sold 20 million.
You know they just don't give up. You know, it's like that old story. You punch the kid in the face, he goes down, he keeps getting up, he's all bloody. He's like, you know what? You got heart. Let's do this. And that's it. They just don't give up. The games come out.
Yeah. No, Adam, what about the Assassin's Creed movie? Someone's asking us about
that. No, that was horrible.
Oh, God.
That was horrible.
That was Ubisoft.
But that was a whole other project, and that wasn't on this level. But, yeah, no, that was really bad. That was really bad.
They had a major actor. They had Magneto,
This is how I knew it was going to be bad. When they kept hyping up just the fact that he can do the eagle dive.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, that's what you're hyping on this? And then we saw the story, and the story wasn't even in the within the Animus. It was outside of it.
Yeah.
You know, in the real world. I'm like, yo, that's not what we like about this game. We like the fact that he jumps into these period pieces. You know what I mean? It's like, why are you doing this? That's not what we want. You know, that's why I don't see that happening in Division, because Division is very, like I said, very movie-like. You know, it's a city that's been quarantined, it's closed off, there's gangs and there's problems and all kinds of shit, and I predict, this is my prediction, let's see, that the movie's main premise is going to be like a rescue mission. It's going to be like Escape from New York. You're in there, you got to go get like a president or somebody who's deep inside.
Snake Plissken.
Yeah, it's going to be something like that. I have a feeling that's what's going to be like, because that's where
the
world
president
is. Think about
it. Jason Statham's going to be elite.
Yeah.
Like when you play Division, everything is run down. Don't you get that vibe from like Escape from New York, like when you're running around in the streets?
Not
it's
really.
It's all run down and it's just gangs walking down the street.
No, but you're right about it. I'm not disagreeing with you, but it'll be funny if, wait, so Jason Statham's going to be the president and he has to rescue him?
No.
Boy, you have to rescue me.
If Jason Statham was in this, take my money. I'll put money in stocks. I'm telling you, Jason Statham, my favorite actor. Everybody knows that. My favorite actor. Jason Statham. He's my boy, my buddy Jamal's favorite actor too. Best friends, BFFs. Got pictures and everything. So.
They should get him to be lead. Oh, I am the Division.
But here, but remember, like I said, even though this Jake dude is in it, doesn't mean he's the main guy, because
Prince of Persia's in it.
Yeah, that was upsetting. But you know what? I still think they should go with the group. You know, but we'll see. But I think it's gonna be a rescue mission. I think that's gonna be the.
I love how we're framing this movie with every other shitty video game movie out there. It's the whole wasteland of them, man. So
I'm so excited. Damn, you got me hyped. I think I'm hyped for this. I'm hyped for the Division 2. I'm hyped to play more Division this weekend with all the throwdown friends. Oh, this is going to be awesome.
All right, man. And no God of War, though, in that hype, right?
No, shit. Oh, you know what? Let's go. Rewind. Got to play God of War. I'm looking forward to playing more Division in a few weeks. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
yo, I got to be on a WrestleCast, even if I don't understand what the fuck you guys are talking about. Dana's roasting you right now, man.
I'm telling you, that's what she does. We go back and forth, and you wonder why we have 12-hour shows, because it goes back and forth.
In the honorable mentions.
Yo, she said Jason Statham is his favorite actor. No wonder why Adam thinks a Division movie is going to be great. Damn.
Oh, shit, I really hope.
Bless your heart. Damn. Hey,
you know what? I'm going to put up a petition that not only do I want Jason Statham in the movie, I want Ronda Rousey to co-star in that shit. I want her in it, and I think it'll be a hit.
Isn't she already in Deadpool, or is that's not the
Ronda
same.
Rousey was in one of the Fast and Furious movies.
She was.
She was
like an extra, pretty much.
She was fighting Michelle Rodriguez.
Yeah, well, that was the one where they went to the
Dubai. Abu Dhabi.
Was that the new one?
No, that was the
where
one
they jumped from
the
building
one.
To building.
Yeah, that movie was crazy, man.
That was so crazy, from building to building, skyscraper to skyscraper. I mean, they go so over the top with that movie. Oh my lord.
Yeah, she's not in Deadpool, by the way. Go ahead.
Out of all the things you're hyping up, Adam, you're not hyping up the best part of all these rumors. It's that Jake Gyllenhaal is tied to it. That dude is a beast.
Was he a great Prince of Persia, right, Carlos?
Well, he was also in Nightcrawler.
He was in Southpaw. You know, he's done a few movies. Bubble he was in Boy. Bubble Boy. Yeah.
Jason.
Donnie Darko.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh,
yes, you're really helping. Your
Zodiac.
I'm just saying, the actor, he's got range.
Dude, there's a reason marketing people pick certain movies. Can you imagine starring from Brokeback Mountain?
Well, that was long ago. But hey, what's his name was also in Brokeback Mountain. The one that played the Joker,
Heath Ledger. I guess the Dark Knight sucks.
No. When you talk about Heath Ledger, you talk about Dark Knight.
But that's what I'm saying. No one talks about that one because he's had other great movies after that. Jarhead's a classic war movie. Jarhead's up there. And the same thing with Southpaw was an awesome boxing
movie. The Watch was a shit. Oh, Prisoners 2.
The Watch was sad. That was a good one, but that was sad. When he was a cop. Yeah.
Aside from me seeing a screening of Southpaw, I don't think I've ever seen a movie with this guy.
Have you seen Nightcrawler?
It didn't even have Nightcrawler in the movie. What kind of bullshit is that? You know, how are you going to name the movie Nightcrawler? You're not going to have Nightcrawler in it, you know?
That's the name of the job he does. He's a Nightcrawler.
He's not an X-Men, though. Come on now.
Yeah, well, it was in a 20th Century Fox movie, so. Yeah.
Bullshit. So. That's like when you got mad at the X-Files show because it wasn't about X-Men.
And I was also, 10?
Yeah, but I still
can. The Day After Tomorrow. Have you seen that one?
Oh yeah, that movie sucked. That movie sucked. I did see that actually. Bad movie.
Which one? The Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah, that movie was stupid.
But the Day After Tomorrow.
Oh, that was the global warming movie.
He was in a key part. It was Dennis Quaid or. Well, that was Dennis Quaid, right? That played the
man. Dennis Quaid.
It was mainly him. He was just at the base with he was a son. There wasn't a big part for that. But that bad of a movie. I like that movie. That was fun.
Yeah, that movie was stupid. I'll tell you why after the fucking show. But yeah, you know, we'll see. Adam, I'm just saying, don't get your hopes up. This is a video game movie.
I gotta be positive. Didn't we talk about this before?
Brett talked about that. I don't subscribe to that. You gotta be a cynic like me.
Man, life is too short. I can die tomorrow. I want to be happy.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying you shouldn't hope for the best. You should hope for the best, but be prepared.
Be happy. I just want to be happy.
Yeah, I think
don't
that's.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
Be happy. There you go.
Yeah. I guess that's the end of the show. So, what have we been playing lately, man? Have you had a chance to play any games?
No, but I'm trying to. Here's an interesting journey that I'm going through right now. No, I'm not replaying Journey, but it has to do with Shadow of the Colossus. So I've been playing Shadow of the Colossus, getting all the different things in the game. So here's the thing. Years ago, Chris used to have this thing called the Codebreaker, right? When he had it, for a couple of games that I already played, I put in a bunch of the codes in. And for one of those games was Shadow of the Colossus. Anyway, it anyway, they have like an all encompassing like get every item code, right? So I put the get every item code in that game, and it opened up a bunch of weapons that were incredibly familiar, right? In fact, they are most of the weapons that you see in the new additions that they did to Shadow of the Colossus Remastered are those items. But the crazy thing is, I said this online and people are saying I'm fucking crazy. So the thing is, I'm trying to see if I can get my hands on a Codebreaker and redo all this stuff in there to be sure that I wasn't just fucking crazy and I saw these things. So that's my journey right now. I'm going to go back and see, you know, go back. I got a Codebreaker. I'm going to go back into Shadow of the Colossus for PlayStation 2. I'm going to put in the codes. I'm going to see if all those items that I remember popped up in there.
Now, so, the question is, will you make time for God of War?
God of War, I'm probably going to go to the GameStop or something tomorrow and do this. I mean, here's the thing. The Shadow of the Colossus thing, to prove that, what those things are, that's besides the point. I mean, if I do find it, I'm like, oh yay, I did it, and I'll post it online. If I don't, I'm like, all right, then I just had a fucking Mandela effect and just totally somehow mentally made this stuff up.
That is an interesting journey though, so keep us updated on that.
Yeah, I even did a Reddit post if you guys want to. I wanted to extend the net a bit, but it's mostly people just calling me fucking crazy.
You, of course, it's Reddit, man. What do you expect?
It's Reddit, yeah.
Yeah, it's mostly people just saying you're crazy, and I'm being totally nice about it. I'm like, even the thing I said, listen, my brain may have just totally made this shit up or something like that, but I distinctly remember the Sword of Dorman, the ancient bow, and a bunch of other additional swords being in the original Shadow of the Colossus when we put this code inside of it, and it showed up on the menu.
Shit! Did you find a Codebreaker? You need it?
I found a Codebreaker. I found a pretty recent one. It's like an 8.1 version of it, which it looks about the same as what I remember when you had it. So I'm gonna go in and get that. I already ordered it on eBay, and I got an extra memory card. So, and I got my PlayStation 2 from home. So I'm going to see if I can do this, see if this happens.
And then after that, Manny's going to try to find Shenlong in Street Fighter 2.
Breaking news. Rock is going to be in the Division movie. Boom. Sold.
He's in everything, though, man.
Yeah, he's like, I swear, that man can be in anything, and it'll just do fine. People just love seeing that guy. Like that, the stupid Rampage movie did pretty decent the weekend it came out.
By the way, you guys see on Twitter how The Rock said that? He's like, oh yeah, I was in Doom. That was not a very good movie. And then the Doom account responded like, Rocky?
No, they said, what was it? That wasn't Rocky. It was Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne. Yeah, yeah. Dwayne. All right.
Yeah, well, he's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. Remote sucked. Hey, Carl Urban was in that shit too.
Well, you know, here's the trick about that. The Rock wasn't Doom. Carl Urban was Doom.
Carl Urban was Doom, man.
That's the thing that people don't remember about that movie. He was the Doom guy. In fact, he had the first push in that. The one best part of that fucking film was the part where he's in first person mode, killing all those zombie things.
I think that should have been the movie, like Hardcore Harry. Should have been. You should see Carl Urban's face, and he puts on the Judge Dredd helmet, and then he just goes into his view and he shoots everything.
All right, Chris, man, what have you been playing lately?
I've been jumping between Far Cry 5 because I'm trying to get the platinum, but I need help because you have to play a certain amount in campaign. So I need to jump into someone else's game, and someone needs to jump in my game. It's a fucking pain in the ass. And I don't want any random like kid jumping in my game because everybody's a moron. So just play with your friends. It's like GTA. Don't do heists with strangers. Don't play with strangers.
Brett has that game, man. You should play with him.
Yeah, I gotta find him when he's on because he gets on late. So
yeah, it's true.
Not late, but yeah, I jump between that. I just got Owlboy and I wanted to play it, but then God of War is coming out tomorrow, so everything is on the back burner. So I'm just fucking around with Far Cry until I get my hands on God of War.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the plan.
Nice. All right, Carlos, what have you been playing lately?
Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, of course.
Heroes of the Storm.
Oh, we're going to hell. We did it together. Nice.
I'm glad I did it. I was about to do it too. I was about to do it too. Shit.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it.
All right, Brian.
I've actually not been playing anything. Like, I've just, again, after last week, when I platinumed Burnout and Amnesia, I just took like a quick break. But guess what? I have been watching, Carlos.
Uh-oh.
Have been watching or have watched?
Watching, because I'm in the process of watching.
So,
watching, I guess.
Is it an anime? No. It's not the obvious thing. I know that. You disappointed me way too many times.
No, it is. Come on, Carlos, man. Open segue, man.
Oh, shit. How much did you watch?
Like, probably like the first half hour. Like, very briefly.
Is the movie that boring that you can't watch it in one sitting?
Oh, no. I had to get off the bus. The bus broke down.
Oh, like, oh fuck shit.
Take it on the ground.
It happens.
No,
By the way, for you people who don't know, they're talking about Moonlight, because for whatever reason, Carlos wants Brian to see it.
That's not too bad so far. Again, half an hour in.
He's on a true story, though. That's the thing, right?
Really?
Yeah, that's the guy's story. The director's
story. Do they got action, though?
There's fights.
So far, I've not seen anything.
I think there was a fight. That's how he starts fighting, because it's like him coming out that he's gay in his neighborhood and this whole thing.
Yeah. But I guess the next game to play is going to be Bloodborne and something else. And I will be going for the platinum. Yep, Manny, I will be hitting you up because we got to play for the platinum.
Yo, man, we got to do this.
Yeah.
Let's do this because I have only one more to do, but I'll be willing to come in and
you know, get me in there, man.
Just yo, let's do this.
Finally going to happen, right?
Do this.
By the way, I like what these guys, what Kalos said in the comment section. He goes, Moonlight has man-on-man action.
Nice. That's what I say whenever I'm watching wrestling. I'm like, what are you doing? Watching man-on-man action.
That's great. Now I lost my train of thought.
What's UFC? UFC is man-on-man action. Little shorts. What the fuck?
Now they got women in there too, you know?
man on man action and booty shorts. That's what that is.
Yeah,
that's it. Keeping it real.
Yeah, now Brian, you need to be honest with the people, man. You know why you're not playing games, man? Because you're like mentally preparing yourself for next week, man.
Oh, I've been trying to like to not get hype about that. Just been trying to like, chill. Like, okay, you know what? It's next week. It's fine. You know, just breathe. You know, just don't like hyperventilate and fangirl out. Just relax, breathe. It will happen. Oh, man, just like I've been avoiding everything past the first trailer. Like, I've not seen the second one, not seen any TV clips, not seen any spoilers or anything. Yeah, so it's just been like, just chill. Almost there, man.
Yeah. Damn, Dana said, she said Ronda Rousey is man on man action. Damn.
Haterators Thursday. Damn body Thursday. Go Dana. Shit, I'm doing the running, man.
All right, Adam, what have you been playing lately, bro?
Oh shit, but me and Richie and we were playing a Way Out. We got that plat. That was awesome. That was a fun game, man. That was a very fun game. A lot of surprises in it. You know, I tell people it was like Hitman, but with a buddy. Because there's a lot of those type of puzzles. You do this, I do that. You know, we get through this. That was fun. The Division, still going for the plat, doing the collectibles and all that. Then back to the Dark Zone, you know, running around in the hood. And what else? Then God of War. That's the next one on the list. That's a given. You know, oh, and Brawl on Switch. That's a fun game. That's like a Bomberman style, but with like evil clowns and stuff.
Yeah. For me, I haven't been playing anything lately because what happened is I was playing God of War, right? And I'm trying to get all the collectibles. I'm like 75%. No, that's the thing. Let me go into that. But I stopped playing because I, you know, since I got the game early, I can't look at the trophies. Even yesterday, Adam, when I went, still haven't unlocked yet. So I don't know what I need to, you know, like work towards, right? So I'm like, let me just wait until, you know, videos get posted and shit, because I want to try to get, I don't know if I'm going to get the platinum in this game, because they get, and then the combat is really fucking difficult, but I do want to get at least 100% of everything collected, you know? So I'm trying to do it, but I got to wait for some videos, because again, like, there's certain things, like, I'm like, how the fuck do I get that? You know, I'm very confused on it, but so hopefully, actually, I'm pretty sure right now the trophy patch is live, so I'm going to jump in there. But other than that, I've just been, you know, again, Adam, thank you like a million times. I've been listening to a lot of Spotify, a lot of fucking metal, yeah, you know. Man,
bring the metal back, the horns.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, because it's like I never stop listening. Like, I listen to, but here's the thing, what I kept doing for the last 3 years and shit, maybe 4 years, I would just listen to the same fucking albums over and over again.
Oh man, oh man, you know? You can't do that.
Like,
do
I think that. I think Trivium, it, like Trivium and Symphony X were like the only bands I would keep up with. And obviously, Symphony X is only 2 albums in the last 10 years, you know. But other than that, like I just listen to those albums over and over and over and over again. But now with this shit, I'm going. As a matter of fact, the difficult part is trying to figure out what to focus on, you know, because it's just so much at you. You know?
Yeah, that's a lot. And not only that, it's like a freaking, it's like a hole that you fall down, you know, because like 1 minute you're listening to one song and then, you know, it introduces you to another band and then you click on that band and then you see all the other bands that are related to that band and then you just keep going deeper, 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 deeper. And like, yo, how the hell did I get here? Now I'm listening to some shit out in Finland. What is happening? You know, it's awesome.
Hey, but remember, the Bodom is from Finland, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. But then I looked up, I was like, you know what? How is this possible? So it turns out Spotify is a Swedish company. It started in Sweden. So that's why we have the selection that we do with those labels that usually are not ported over to iTunes and all those type of things.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Swedish death metal on there.
Yeah, man.
It's fucking awesome. By the way, Mighty Nerd, yes, I do still have my PlayStation Vita. But yeah, but here's the thing with Spotify that fucks me up. Because I always listen to an album and then I just let it go. But then I'm like, I'm listening to it for like an hour or two. I'm like, yo, I need to go to bed. What the fuck? Because I'm like, what are they going to play next? What are they going to play next? And then only twice has it fucked up. Today it fucked up too. It threw Mudvayne. I mean, get that shit out of here, man. Mudvayne. Fuck Mudvayne.
Did they play Dig for you?
Dig!
Yeah. I think I know what happened because I listened to Disturbed, right? And I think that's like, oh, you like no metal, huh? Hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, listen, I just wanted to hear Down with the Sickness. That's it, you know? Oh, wow!
Sickness!
That shit is addictive, man.
Oh, man. They just came out with a new album.
Yeah, I heard about that. Is it Disturbed or is it David Draymond? Because he had
his own shit. It's Disturbed because they did a music video and then they did a cover of some song that was supposedly really good. People love it. I don't know what the song was. I know what
you're talking about. It was him and Lizzie Hale. They covered the Ozzy Osbourne Lita Ford song.
When you close your eyes forever. For home, yeah. Oh man, I remember the Lita Ford. Remember that cover? That
yeah, man, Lita Ford. Mm. Don't get me started. You know, but yeah, they covered that. That was a bunch of years ago. That was really a really good cover. You know, but yeah, that's what I've been doing. But I'm gonna get back on the God of War train this week. Actually, hold on. Before that, I'm gonna get back into Monster Hunter, man, and with the fellas too, because they got a new monster there. So. Chris Carlos, man, you know what time it is. Manny, if you got time, let's do this, man. New monster.
Hey, Tony, though I do suggest we should play a little bit of God of War. Maybe.
Now I got this shit stuck in my head.
Maybe a little earlier in the day.
Then I won't be around tomorrow, so unfortunately.
Yo, man, where you going to be?
I'm going to the club.
Yeah, remember when I was up? Ooh, a little bit of a segue there, but I'm getting ahead of myself. If any of you guys want to stream it, Manny, if you got God of War early, go ahead.
I mean, I can do that. I got the keys to the kingdom, don't I?
Yep.
Keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, I'm not going to be back until tomorrow night. Yeah. But that leads me to something that very surprising that you guys liked. Okay, so basically we launched Tony's Takes again, right? But the difference is that now instead of just me trying to find shit, I asked the guys here to find stuff for me, and it's been working out. Like, we've been very consistent with it. Now the thing is, today I knew that today I had to go out. I'm like, I want to keep these videos going. Maybe I should just record these things outside. So yesterday on Wednesday I did a test video. I was just like out in my hood just talking about whatever the fuck I was talking about. And people liked it for some odd reason. Yo, this is dope. You're outside talking about games. I'm like,
you're out in the world. What? Is that people around you?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that's interesting. So today, since I was in Manhattan, I just parked myself in front of the Flatiron building and did a video, you know? And
is that Sprint store still there?
I don't think so. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the one underneath the
thing. Yeah, I always found that odd. I don't know. Like, why the fuck did they put
We'd have to look at the video.
Oh, Mighty Nerd, see, I'm going to have to boot you, right? Don't ask us that question. Nickelback? Nickelback?
Oh, man.
Fuck out of here, man.
Well, you know what? I watched this whole video thing that this guy broke down, why Nickelback is so bad, and he broke it down lyrics-wise. Lyrics-wise, it's all about raping women.
Yeah, but the music sucks, man. The music is terrible, you know?
I did like Hero from Spider-Man. That made me happy. Jesus. I like that. Hero to save you. I'm not going.
No. We said that the other song, We Could Be Heroes. Just one day.
No, that was another.
David Bowie. Bowie song.
So anyway, these are the comments I got. The first guy that commented was Mebs. He says that, you know, to him, when he sees video game commentary, it's either superly overproduced videos, gameplay, or, you know, audio over gameplay, or guys in their bedroom talking, right? And he's like, you are outside talking about games. I was like, I've never seen that. I'm like, okay. And then, you know, I posted that video. Then I posted today's video. People are like, yo, this is dope. I'm like, it's just my big fat head talking about games, but people like it, so fuck it. You know,
there's this thing with this generation and seeing your face. See, they complain about that because, like, I watch some, I like Game Grumps. I watch them occasionally, but they don't show their face. They just play the game, right, and talk. They constantly get complaints that, oh, we want to see your face. And they're like, why do you want to see our face?
And I'm like, you want to see my face? Okay.
I don't know. It's this weird connection thing. Where
Oh, my God. I didn't think about it. Think about seeing my big fat head on a 4K TV. Okay, if that's what you people want. You know,
yo, man, you better get a camera.
That's the thing. That's the thing, though. I don't need to upgrade the camera. My shit looks fucking legit. But if you guys really want me to keep this going, I'm being real now. I'm gonna have to buy a selfie stick to get it a little bit further away from me and a microphone.
Don't do that. Don't yeah. go fucking around with a selfie stick.
Well, that's the thing. Okay, let me rephrase that. I want to get one, but I probably shouldn't because I'm gonna be filming most of these in the hood. Motherfuckers might beat me up, you know. But I think a microphone would be a good deal just to cut out the winds and shit.
Yeah, you can probably get a little, you know, like something like a microphone.
Just do a headset.
Sometimes those headsets sound a little bit tinny, but you could get probably a microphone that goes into your thing. That's just a microphone.
You gave me an idea. Maybe I'm going to try my HyperX. See what happens. Yeah, you know. Yeah.
Try the headset. Yeah. Hear how it sounds with the mic and stuff. You know.
Yeah, but actually, you know, the thing is, like today, it was a little bit harder because I had to angle it for so I could get the building. Usually, I kind of just leave my arm on the armrest, and it's pretty good. So I'm just gonna keep doing that.
What's funny. Wait a minute. There is.
But the thing is that you didn't really need to. You couldn't even get the building in your shot. So.
Yeah, I got it in the end though when I realized what I was doing.
There is an indie wrestler, Colt Cabana, and he does that where he's from Chicago and he'll just start doing his podcast while he's on the train and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can hear like chatter in the background and people like it. I don't know. It's that connection of, I guess, realism. Like, yo, he's out in the world. He's doing his thing and he's bringing me along.
Yeah. But you know what, Adam? I think you have something for you because there was this one guy I was watching on YouTube and I forgot the guy's name, but basically he did a whole video. He's driving and talking. And I was just like, I felt like I was with him. You know what I'm saying? Because he put the camera in the like where the passenger would be, the shotgun. So I felt like I'm driving with this dude and shit. And I'm looking at, because I know he's from Long Island. I'm like, yo, do I know any of these places, man? You know? And then I know Jeremy, Gamer2323, he just has his phone on the dashboard of his car. And there's something about it that is interesting. I think that's what people latch on to, you know? By the way, Dr. Evil says, don't worry, Tony. We will opt for performance mode 1080p for your head at 60 frames a second. Yo!
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. When you were playing God of War, which mode did you put it on?
Performance, you already know, son. I want them flames, baby. You know?
And he doesn't have a 4K television,
exactly, so I wouldn't get anything out of it anyway. Although I heard it, like, you know, super samples or whatever, you know? But yeah, fuck that shit. Performance all the way, son.
Fuck that.
Fuck that. Okay, so yeah, this weekend we'll be back with the Monster Hunters. We got a new monster to kill, you know? And also, I'm going to announce it now. This is going to be funny. I'm going to post a video tomorrow morning. I'm going to give you the background story. Then I'm going to tell you what it is. So me and Torrance and a bunch of other guys are in a private chat room and stuff, right, where we keep it real, you know? And Torrance, he gets amused by weird things, you know? So he said that, you know, he was asking me about Battle Royale games or whatever. I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm not playing that, you know? And then he was like, yo, could you imagine Tony playing PUBG or Fortnite? And this dude starts laughing out loud in his office thinking about this shit. You know, he's like, oh, my God, Tony, you need to do this. You need to, like, fucking stream these games and get pissed. And I'm like, damn, that's a good idea, Torrance. So, again, I'm going to post the video tomorrow. We're going to do this thing. It's just a test. You know, if it doesn't work, then we're not going to do it. It's going to be called Tony Tries, where I play a bunch of bullshit games and I just get mad at them, you know. And Torrance said, if I want to invite anybody to play with me, you know, that's fine. So, you know, we'll give that a shot next week on either Friday or Saturday, probably Friday, because Adam is fucking doing WrestleCast. And, you know, Adam, we're probably going to stream with you on Saturdays now, you know. So we're going to give it a shot. I'm gonna play Fortnite for the people. This is going to be it. I'm going to be pissed, you know, because, you know, I don't like those type of games, you know.
I tried Fortnite, man. I can't get into the whole building aspect. So I'm a
partisan. Yeah, I don't know. But so, you know, because it's true. It's like that would be pretty funny, like me just getting mad at a game for 2 hours. But I just find it funny that Torrance is in his office laughing his ass off. I know Torrance. I know he did that shit in front of everybody. They're probably like, yo, what the fuck is up with Torrance, right? What's he laughing at? Torrance with the ideas, man. So, yeah, we'll see. I'm going to post the video with a... I didn't do the voice for this, by the way. It's a very special guest. I'll announce who the guest was later on. Even though some of you old school bed bag guys, you're going to know exactly who the fuck it is. You know? It's going to be hilarious. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, this week, Monster Hunter. Yo, Kal-El, man. Let's go, man. What the fuck is all that breathing right now? I love when I call people out with that. They'll get mad quiet.
That's probably me. They stop
breathing, and then you hear a thump on the dead.
You know? All right, man. So let's wrap this shit up. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, and Facebook at Throwdown a Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
I'll see you later, guys. The Colossus, the Shadow of the Colossus search begins. If I do find it, that means that all those items that are in the new in Shadow of the Colossus remastered were things that were created by Team Ico, and Blue Point just reenacted them. Who knows?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
Yeah, have a good weekend, everybody, you know. Keep playing them games. Division, Call of Duty,
God of War.
And Brian Munjoma.
The biggest challenge in life is being yourself in a world trying to make you like everyone else.
Wise advice from Mr. Jaden Smith.
And he goes, when you go, I gotta go, I gotta put like some background music.
Listen to At the Gates, man.
At the Gates.
Yes. Under the serpent side. Yes, man. All right, guys, we'll see. Yeah, man, that's the real shit right there. All right, guys.
Came out a new album. Did you get that new album?
Yeah, dude, I heard the tracks on Spotify. Oh, Adam, you fucked my whole world up. I'm telling you, you fucked me up right now. I heard that At the Gate, son. I was ready. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night, man. Later.
Later, guys.